Remember the children's story where Rumpelstiltskin was able to take straw, a cheap, abundant material, and magically transform it into precious gold? Well, these days, cheap energy is like gold. And one company has found a way to similarly generate power from pollution. To see how it works, I'm standing on a roof 65 feet above the ground. This is where Ford Motor Company maintains its pollution control equipment. There are rectangular gray steel boxes as tall as I am all over the roof, so many that we can barely walk between them. Under the roof, they're painting trucks. The paint emits vapors that Ford is now capturing with these big boxes of machinery. Mark Ward is Ford's principal environmental engineer.
We're here at the Ford Motor Company Michigan truck plant, where the paint solvent is collected from the process and used as a fuel to make electricity in a Stirling engine.
The Stirling engine is key. Here's how it works. Ford's using an engine developed by STM Power. STM is using an old engine style called the Stirling engine that was once used in place of a steam engine. Instead of using coal or wood to heat up water and make steam, STM burns the paint fumes to heat up hydrogen and power the engine. The fumes will generate 55 kilowatts of electricity. That's enough to power 11 homes. There's not as much pollution emitted at the end, since burning can be adjusted to temperatures where pollutants are reduced. Where it says that for Ford, the technology simply has no downsides.
The fumes-to-fuel process takes the environmental emissions and turns them on their head. So instead of them being a waste product that we have to dispose of, we can then turn it into a commodity where we can then use that to make electricity and use that in our plant systems.
And that means Ford doesn't have to purchase as much power from the grid. Dorrance Noonan is CEO of STM Power, the company that's redesigned the old engine. Noonan says Ford is a perfect candidate for this technology.
We're really excited about the Ford project because it offers a tremendous opportunity to manufacturing companies with large painting operations who have large VOC problems that they have to deal with in very expensive ways.
The Ford plant is just the beginning for the company. They also plan to deliver their portable on-site generators to landfills and wastewater treatment plants. In that situation, methane gas is used as the fuel to generate electricity. Noonan says his company has a bright future.
Well, the next couple of years, we see strong penetration in our two focus markets, which are the landfill markets in the U.S. and the wastewater treatment markets in the United States. And then we see that expansion going outside of the United States to Europe and eventually to Asia.
There are some skeptics. Dan Rassler, with the Electric Power Research Institute, says STM's technology does have the potential to create viable new sources of energy. But more companies need to actually start using it before he can know for sure. And he says that right now, the technology is still too expensive for many companies.
But generally, we'd like to see the capital costs of these systems be lower than where they are today.
Right now, an STM unit costs $65,000. Rassler would like to see overall costs cut by 10 to 20%. He says costs could decrease as more of these units come online. STM CEO Dorrance Noonan says the costs are comparable to competing on-site generators, and these expenses will be offset by using the free fuel used to generate electricity that his engines provide. Noonan says that continuing high natural gas prices will be his technology's best friend as companies strive for ways to reduce energy costs. For the GLRC, I'm Julie Halpert.